Yushami Shvius, Perches, Halacha Dalet. Haimer Lepoil, a person says to a worker, Halacha Isuzet, here's a certain coin, Ulukotli Lerakayim, Ulukotli Yerakayim. And for that, go pick me a yarrow today. So what he's doing is he's asking the worker to pick some vegetables for him on Shvius. And the question is he paying for his labor, which he's allowed to do on Shvius, or is he paying him for the fruit, which would be buying pay with Shvius, in which case the money would have Kedusha Shvius. So if he said, here's an Yisr Ulukotli Yerakayim, then Tzchari Mutter. Then the money is mutter because we consider that he's paying him for his labor rather than paying for the fruit itself. But he says, Lukotli Boy Yerakayim, and he says to him, for this coin, pick me vegetables today. Then Tzchari Usur, because we say that he's buying the vegetables with them, he's buying the vegetables with the money, and he's not paying him for his labor, and therefore the money is Kedusha Shvius, because it was used to buy Shvius produce. So the difference in wording is, when he said Lekotli Boy, then he's referring to the money is for the vegetables, and if he just says Lekotli Yerakayim, then he means is I'm paying you for your labor. The commission continues. He says to a person, go buy me from a baker a kikar that's worth a punyan. That's a description of the size. Buy me that kind of a kikar. And the person says back, and then he says to the person, and for you doing that, when I pick vegetables from the fields, I'm going to give them to you. So the question is, the din is mutter. We consider it that the two, they're doing favors for each other. You get me some bread from the baker. I'll get you some vegetables. We're each doing favors for each other, rather than us saying that the vegetables is a payment for the bread, which would be usher. So in this case, it's considered that they're just exchanging presents, but it's not a payment one for the other. What happens if he just got it from him playing? He just said, get me a kikar, pick up a kikar. And then, Lo'ishami Dmei Shvius, he can't pay him for that with Dmei Shvius. He now has money that's Kedusha Shvius to pay up money that you owe somebody else. Okay, so the verse is like this. Ma'adi ha'omer l'katli, ubein ha'omer l'katli boy. What's really the difference between them? They're so similar that it's hard to believe that there's really such a difference between them. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Moshe Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina says, Halacha shel imam hi. This is one of the halachas of imam, which we're going to have now a couple of them. Halachas of imam means that we're not sure about something. There's something that's questionable. You know, it's a wording. In each of the cases, it's going to be a wording that could go, it's not so clear exactly what it means. And we say, each one of them, the Chacham chose to adopt a certain din. It wasn't really so clear. It wasn't so sure that it really should be like that. Chacham decided to be makel and follow a certain, understand the wording in a certain way to be makel. So our mission is also, it's when a person said, L'kotli Yerakayim, when he said, L'kotli Yerakayim, it's really, it could well be understood to mean that the Isser is to pay for the Yerak, but we're saying that we accept it to mean that he's not saying to pay for the Yerak, he's just saying it is to pay for his labor. Time on to you. So this is really a first answer. After we finish all the halachos of imam, there's going to be others who have other thoughts about this. Time on to you. We have a mishnah someplace else that says, in the Ma'aseh Sheni, L'yem Adam, L'chaver Ha'alas, appears to Elu Yushalayim L'chalik. A person is Ma'aseh Sheni, and the Ma'aseh Sheni has to be in Yushalayim. He doesn't want to schlep them to Yushalayim. So he shouldn't say to his friend, you schlep the pears to me to Yushalayim, we'll split it. Okay, we'll split the Ma'aseh Sheni. In other words, the reason why he can't say that is because what he's doing is he's paying that person for his labor with Ma'aseh Sheni. You're not allowed to do Schar with Ma'aseh Sheni, just not allowed to do Schar with Perish Shvius. So he's considered to be doing Schar with it if he pays him by saying, I'll give you half the fruit when you get to Yerushalayim. Anyway, what he could say is, Ha'alim Shenoichlim and Nishtim Yerushalayim. Bring them up to Yerushalayim and we'll eat them together. Okay, or eat and drink them together. So he uses the word a little differently. It's not so much like a transaction, and that's why it's mutter. So ma'bein ha'om l'chalik, ma'bein ha'om l'halim shenechom l'yishtim yishlayim. What's the real difference? Really, it's basically the same thing. It's clear that the person is saying is, well, bring it for me, and then we're going to, for your labor, I'm going to give you half of it. So Rabbi Yerusha Munison says, it's another example. It's it's another example of halacha shel imam that wasn't so clear. The chum decided to be mekel at it. Now we have a mishnah in Shabbos. Shoyl adam mechadere kadayan kadei shemen. A person's allowed to borrow from his friend barrels of wine and barrels of oil. That is to say, if he used to do it, I want to be shoyl from you, which means to borrow, then, which usually shoyl means when you borrow something that you're going to return as is. That is, you borrow someone's car and you give them back the same car. So I want to borrow from you barrels of wine and barrels of oil. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. It doesn't look like you're doing a business. Business is asher mekachalim asher on Shabbos. Uvash nimle havim, but you can't say lend me. Lending has the implication that you're giving it to me, and I'm not paying you back the exact same thing. Like, you lend me a dollar, I'm not going to give you the same dollar back. I'm going to give you a different dollar back. So you could say shoyo, because that's not the way people do business when they borrow something. That's a more something that you do from your friend, as opposed to when you do a halva, a loan. That's something that's a more business type transaction. Everyone says, okay, but still, they're really very similar. What's really the difference between these two ways of saying it? It's another example of halacha shel imam. It's wordings that are not so clear, not really a strong difference between them, but it's enough that the chum decided to be makom. Okay, now another case, piton, bread, which is to say, pas akum is an Israel to eat bread that was baked by a goy. So Yaakov Acha b'shem Rav Yonatan says, oyhim halacha shel imam, it's also halacha shel imam. So Amar Beis Kishisa, he said the following, what do we mean that pass of a goy is halacha shel imam? What do we mean? So he says, kach ani, this is what I meant to say, is the makom she'im pass yisrael mitzuyo, if there's no pass yisrael available, then the din v'shetei pass akum muteris, we would think that pass akum should be mutter, it's only din d'rabbanan, and should be mutter if there's nothing available, imam olal v'yisruha. In this case, they weren't sure what to do, what exactly should be the right thing, and they decided, they came to a decision that should be usher. So the Gemara says at this point that when we, this imam is to say that pas akum was usher, even if there's nothing, no pas akum available. So Amar Amana. So Amana is two questions. First of all, yesh imam l'isser, is there such a thing that terminology of imam olal, we say in the end of the Chacham tried to be mekel, is there such a thing that an imam that ended up being usher? And second is, upas l'ktashu akum, isn't the isra of pas akum the same isra as tashu bishal akum? In other words, they're both usher because of chasners. So if you say that pas akum, when there's nothing available, the Chacham will matter it. So kachan yomrim. So why shouldn't we say kachan? On yomrim, we should have said the makom shetashu yisrael in the mitzrayim sham b'din hu shetashu akum utaram v'molav asum. So they shouldn't have also said that if there's no bishul yisrael available, you're not allowed to eat it either. Because why did they only say the din by pas akum that pas akum is also? And why didn't they say the same thing by bishul akum also that if there's nothing available, you might think it was mutter, and the Chacham said it's also. So why did they do that? So those are two questions on the way he understood the imam. Ella kein hayo. This is really what it is. You really have it backwards. But makom shein pas yisrael matzuya, if there's no pas yisrael available, b'din hu shetashu pas akum asura, we would think that pas akum should still be usher because it's usher. So the fact that it's not available, so sort of like too bad, it will be usher anyhow. But for imam olal, the chum said they weren't sure what to do, and they came to a decision. They tiruam nechay nefesh, and they decided to be matter the nechay nefesh. Bread is such a staple food that if people won't have bread to eat, it could be it's a very serious consequences. And therefore, they decided that when there's nothing available, they should be allow you to eat pas akum. So that's only a din for pas; it's not a din for tashel. And it's, again, it's an example of an imam that ended up being lukula. So the Gemara concludes this section by saying, Rabban the Kishri B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Bar Akiv said, Kideri Mishu Matir, they followed the one who was makel, that the imam was really the hakel, that when pas Yisrael is not available, Upovadin Apalter, but they said, that heter is only if you're buying it from a baker, or someone who's a professional. What's the difference? That the person who's a palter, the whole Yisrael pas Akum is because of chasnas. It might lead you to get close to the guy who made it for you, and then lead could possibly lead to intermarriage. One from a palter doesn't have that concern because there's no relationship between you and the baker. He's a professional. Buying from you and the baker, nothing. You don't. There's not a direct connection between you and the baker. It's more of a business transaction. But the truth is that even though they said that, they were saying, they weren't saying the din. They were not saying that based on what the din was. That was for them a chumrah. So they weren't saying it based on what the real din was. Really, the din was that when there's nothing available, it's completely mutter. But they were saying it, they were limiting it, saying the heter is only to buy from pasul or pater. Okay, so now back to our original question, which is, what's the difference between you said lekotli and you said lekotli buy? So now, Reb Shimon and Lakish says, well, the first answer was the halachos of Yimam. There's really not such a difference. The Chum decided to make. Reb Shimon and Lakish, Reb Marloi, Esau, Loiket, or Esau Koyle, there's a bunch of different kishos, what that word is. But it's talking about is that you showed him the produce that you wanted. In the case when it's mutter, when it says, Isizel Koyle, Yarok, Yimam, means you're pointing at a specific group of vegetables that is asking to pick it for you. It's as if you sort of like took possession of those food, of which you didn't, but it's as if you took possession of them, and you're making it clear that you're not paying him for the vegetables, because they're right there, you can take them yourself, you're paying him just for the labor of doing the actual picking it up, and that's why that case is mother, and when you said the quickly boy, then you did not point at it, and you were not, then you're paying him for the food itself. Even if he never pointed at the vegetables, it's as if he pointed at them. There's so much stuff available from Shvi's, so much hefker produce around, it's as if you had pointed at him, and therefore even if you didn't point at him, it's automatic that you're it's as if you pointed at him and you can you're paying him just for his labor. So now the question is like this. Masnisa pliga alishamas. We have a baisa that says not like Bishlamish. And that is as follows. Baisa says, the Tani, Hasarchas Apoil, Lahavi, someone hired a worker, Lahavi Yain Lachol or Tapuach Chol. He hired someone to bring wine or Tapuach as an apple or an esrin, some kind of a fruit to a Chol. Okay, he hired him to deliver some food to the chayla. If he chayv nitalay, the yamav in the chayv nitalay. If he brought it to the chayla, he actually did the delivery that he was asked to do. Then he gets paid his salary. The yamav, if he didn't do the delivery, then in the chayv nitalay, he goes to the bank because he didn't do what he had paid him to do. Avol amalay, yai lechayla mimakom plani. Go to that city and get, or that area and get wine for the chayla, or tapur lechayla mimakom plani and get a tapur for the chayla in that place. You know, go pick it up over there. Then whether he brings it to the chayla or not, he has to pay him. In other words, whether he goes to the place and finds the wine and delivers to the chayla, or he goes to the place and then what happens if he goes to the place and there was no wine over there, then still he has to pay him anyhow, because he's paying him for his travels. In other words, the deal was, go to that place and get the wine. If it turns out that there's no wine in that place, well, I had hired you to go to that place and do this. If it ends up that there's no wine, you did what you were supposed to, which was go to that place to look for the wine and give it to the chayla. In the first situation, if he had said that the payment is to actually deliver the wine, if they didn't bring him the wine, in the end, that he doesn't get paid. So ma avad rishonim demakish. So in this case, the person said to the person doing the delivery, he just said to him, go get a guy in the makom ploini. It's already considered that you're paying him for his labor. Even if you weren't so specific, you said just go to that city and pick up wine. You weren't so specific about which one. You weren't pointing at something specific that we could say. And Rav Shlaga said before him, it's only considered that you as if like took control of the vegetables in our case, or would be in the wine in that case, if you actually pointed at a specific one. You're only paying for the labor if you've like already taken control yourself. So the Gemara says this, Pasala, so Rishakdash was saying this, but Marla, it's talking about that you pointed at a specific thing, like you said to him, go to that house or that store, and that's what they can have for you. So in that case, it's like you took control of it. So only in cases like that is it considered that you have the vegetable, or in this case, the wine by yourself, and otherwise, and that you can be considered to be paying for just the labor. Let's see something about Rabbi Yochanan. We have a question of Rabbi Yochanan. It's a question of Rabbi Yochanan, the Tani, that we learned in Rabbi Yochanan. A person shouldn't say to his friend, Chayel lecha dina zeh, vaveli leket hayom. Take this dina and go pick for me leket. Leket, and we're going to see in a second, peah are matnas aniyim, the things that someone leaves from his field for the poor people. So in this case, you're allowed to pay you can't say to somebody, take a dinar and pick for me leket. Why? Because if the rich person is saying to the poor person, pick me leket with this dinar, then that sounds like he's saying to the poor person, I'm paying you for your labor, and labor you're allowed to pay for over here, but the leket is, I want you to take from me. That is to say, I want the leket, it's my leket, and I'm paying you just for the labor of picking it up for me. Well, that you're not allowed to do, because you're a rich person who's not entitled to pick leket, or have any pay on him. I want you to take this dinar for your labor, in order for you to then pick me the leket, and the pay, I'm sorry, is going to be as if mine. I'm taking the payer. So you can't do that, because if you do that, you're taking leket or pay, which you're not allowed to. Leket or pay only for poor people, and you're not a poor person. Ultimately, the leket should tell me, hey, here's a dinar for the leket that you'll get me today, or for the pay should tell me, hey, or for the pay you bring me today, which means to say is, you're saying to the person, I'm not paying you for the labor. I'm paying you for the fruit itself, which means it's yours. I'm buying the leket from you. Because once the poor person picks the leket or picks the payah, now it's his. Excuse me. He can resell it if he wants to. So if here, this is the opposite of our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, you don't want to pay for the fruit. You want to pay only for the labor. In that Mishnah, it's the opposite. You want to pay for the fruit, not for the labor. Because they're paying for the fruit means that the poor person took possession of it first, and then you're paying for him. You're paying for him for the fruit that belongs to him. Levi, same thing is for a Levi. If you say to a Levi, I want to buy your Meiser from you, so the Levi's allowed to sell his Meiser. It has no Kedusha. He's allowed to sell it. The Levi is not allowed to give you his Meiser, because Meiser, I'm not allowed to say he's collecting Meiser from someone. He's collecting Meiser from someone. He's collecting Meiser from someone, and you're as if collecting Meiser. You're not, if you're not a Levi, you're not allowed to collect the Meiser. It's like the Gemara, the Harelo, Harelo. We in this case that we say in the case when we say that it's as if you're in the first case when it's usher, it's like you said to him, go pick the leket, and I'm paying you just for your labor, but as if I own the leket already. That's not good, because then it's like you took the leket. You're not entitled to leket. You didn't point it to him. You didn't say it's from a specific field. So the Ad Armi Kusha Erloi, and we say we say it's like. What and we say it's as if you showed him the field. Ma of the Rabbi Yochanan. What would Rabbi Yochanan say about this case? Rabbi Yochanan had said that if the person, even if he doesn't point to it, it's as if he pointed it to it. So he hadn't pointed what. And so in this case, it's even in the second case. No, I'm going to clarify. Even in the second case, where the person said, "The pay should cover me hayoyim," the pay that you're going to bring me today, or the leket should cover me hayoyim. Even in that case, since Rabbi Yochanan holds that when even if you didn't point at the thing, it's as if you did point at it. So if when you said the more generic wording of "the pay should cover me hayoyim" or "the leket should cover me hayoyim," really according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's as if you pointed to a specific piece of leket or a specific part of payah, and that the beginning of the Mishnah said that's considered you're not allowed to do that. So why is the second case more mutter? In the second case, even though you didn't point to a specific one, it's like you can point it to one. So my Rabbi Yochanan, so what Rabbi Yochanan say about that? So the Gemara, you're right. Kali kilu b'shviyashim drabanan. Rabbi Yochanan only said his din by shviyas because shviyas is not as a drabanan, and therefore by shviyas is not as a. We said it's kimish haraloi, even though you weren't haraloi. But otherwise, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't have said that. Now the last part of the Mishnah said, "Lakach min anachtem, lakach min anachtem." Sorry, lakach min anachtem kikar bepunyan. Take, go get me a kikar from the nachtem, and then kishet elkut yirkus asad avulcha. And when I pick some of your rockers in the field, I'll give them to you. Mutter, that's not considered an exchange. It's as if we just gave presents. We exchanged presents. Tani, we have a tesefta, a price that says the following: Yudiv Rav Nechemya Oishin. Our Mishnah said it's mutter. Rav Yudiv Rav Nechemya said it's asher. So, Manankheim, what's the case when Rav Yudiv Rav Nechemya say that it's asher? So the Gemara says like this: Kehuda Amar Havli Barili. The person said, you get me the kikar, and I will guarantee you to get you your rockers that I picked from the field. Okay, and probably I know you're. I guarantee that I'm going to get a few. So in that case, Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemya Oishin, Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemya say it's also washed in Yerucha Sodom Mitzuyin. They hold that there aren't so many vegetables available, and therefore, if when the person says I guarantee that I'm going to get you the vegetables, he's committing himself to getting them, and that's like a business deal. That's not the way a friend says, I'll do you a favor, that's committing himself to going out and searching until he can find him Yerachas and to get of him. So that's a business deal. That's doing Schara with Perishias. But Chum Matir Nes Yerachas Himitzurim, Sodom Mitzurim, Chum say that Yerachas are very available, and they consider the amount that's available to be a lot, to the point that when I say I'm going to get, I guarantee I'm going to get a few, I'm really just saying I'm going to do you this favor. Just like you did me the favor of getting me the bread, I'll do the favor of getting the vegetables. So that's not considered Schara. And according to this, Rabbi Yehuda and Rechem hold it's only mutter if the person just said is, like, I'll do what I can. If I can, I'll get you some vegetables. That would be the way, a kind of way of friends exchanging presents. A person just saying, yeah, okay, if I can get it, I can get a few. But when he said he barely, Rabbi Yehuda and Rechem hold that it's usher because the person, the kind of commitment he's making, and the availability, that the lack, the not availability of Yerachas means that he is doing more like a business deal.